music from 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Well, it's supposed to be spring. But it's looking decidedly overcast, generally speaking. Blackbirds are still pushing for it, though. But my swifts haven't arrived. Not that I've ordered some swifts, but... Just shut that window. We have a family of swifts comes to visit us every year from Africa, and they've not turned up because the English weather has confounded our expectations and hopes once again. What can you do about that? Well, you can dedicate a show to unexpected spring rain. And that's kind of what I've done. I've started there with that tune. That's What Does Your Soul Look Like? Part 1 from DJ Shadows Introducing. I'm sure you're aware of Introducing, but just in case you're not, for those who've not heard of that album, DJ Shadows Introducing, some pretty poor wordplay there, but Introducing is the name of the record. It's the first album completely made of samples in history. Did you know that? All of it is sampled from somewhere else, but used very, very creatively. It's a work of art. And that tune was the first one I picked out the bag as a song I enjoy listening to if the weather is keeping me indoors. I should introduce myself. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Thanks so much to Paul Smith for stepping in last minute for the last couple of weeks. I was in the studio with Elbow. I was at Peter Gabriel's wonderful Real World studio again, working on our next album. And just got really intensely involved with the writing process and sort of very asked the BBC if I could have a couple of weeks off, and Paul very kindly stepped in last minute. So thank you, Paul. Wonderful show. A little bit too good, perhaps. What do you think? Is he a bit too good? But yeah, I'll have him on again. He's great. What else have we got for you this week? Okay, so as well as Unexpected Rain being the theme of this week's show, Joanna Newsom is our artist, our featured artist, in that I'm going to play three tunes from her between now and midnight. New music from Brazos, and Song for Guy recommendations coming from Polystar, and who else have we got there? Gillian Welsh doing a Radiohead cover, which is surprising and brilliant. And the Beckopedia will be dropping by as well with a beautiful piece of music, a lovely piece of piano music. So all that to come before midnight. Relax, grab a glass or a cup of whatever you do when you're listening to the finest hour. Nice to be back. Here is our featured artist this week, Joanna Newsom from the Milk-Eyed Mender from 2004. This is En Galop.
Lots of upon you. Forget truth, it lacks lyricism, and never draw so close to the heat that you forget that you must eat. Oh,
marvellous. Joanna Newsom playing her harp there and singing. That was En Galop from the Milk-Eyed Mender. That's the first from Joanna Newsom that we've got this week. Three, well, one of them's quite small, so 2.5 tunes from her before midnight. The harp, if you didn't know, is classed as a chordophone. Chordophone is another way of saying stringed instrument. There you go. Trivia for you on a Sunday night. This next tune is by a band called Brazos. Completely new to me. Really, really exciting, especially the sort of production they're employing on this next tune. It's from their album Saltwater, and all I know of Brazos, or Bratzos, depending on how you want to pronounce it, is there's a river in Texas called the Brazos, which I believe is the longest river in Texas. I'm going to look into it while you listen to the tune. The band is Brazos, the album is Saltwater, and the song, and it's really exciting. Listen to the production on this. It's called Always On.
Covered in the real. In a dream's of me, and I'm laying under a blanket of skin. And I lay dreaming in the voice of friends. Yes, I'm gonna love you till you're real. Till you are inside of me, and I
great, isn't it? That's Brazos from their album Saltwater, that's Always On. I've done a little bit of research and Brazos is indeed the longest river in Texas, and the main man, Martin McNulty Crane, who was Brazos on his own, I think, originally, is from Austin, Texas. That makes sense, doesn't it? There's something really yearning and authentic about his delivery, and I love that crazy sort of trumpet-sounding synth in the background, if indeed it is a synth and not a trumpet that's been filtered. Weirdly reminds me of sort of Fela Kuti and Femi Kuti's stuff. They employed a synthesizer to amazing effect when I saw them live at Glastonbury. The groove never stops at a Fela Kuti gig. It drives and drives and drives and drives, and then this enormous crashing synthesizer comes in, and it's so much louder than all the brass and the singing and the rhythms that you've heard that it literally does lift you into a different dimension. I might have had assistance actually that day with being lifted into another dimension, but it worked anyway. And did I say Fela Kuti then or Femi Kuti? I always get the two mixed up. One, unfortunately, not dead. Anyway, I'll work that out in a minute.
I think the level's okay, here we go. It's a day in the life.
This is Gideon Co.
I wake up at 7 o'clock sharp and 2 hours later, I get out of bed. Then I eat porridge and then I'll be listening to lots of records, as many as I possibly can. Then I might watch an episode of MASH.
Yes, sir.
This is followed by more listening to records. Then I say cheerio to the family. I take the evening train to Six Music. I sort through the records I listen to and the concert and session tracks that we're going to play, and then I play them for 3 hours, with the listeners providing the good bits in between the records. Then I go home. Shipping forecast.
Westerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first.
Bed.
Gideon Co. Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
What are we listening to next? Ah, yes. I got this lovely email about Richie Havens. Last programme I made for you before Paul took over and was my deputy for a couple of weeks was about Richie Havens, because he died recently. So Bev got in touch and said, "Hi, guy, just listening to your show on a Tuesday evening before a night of paperwork. A word on Richie Havens. Luckily, I saw him a couple of times." Is this from Bev? Let me just check the end. It's a two-pager. I'm having trouble separating the paper because I've got a plaster on my thumb. It's from Simon Bevis, I see. So Bevy's a man, not a woman. Apologies, Simon. I've got a plaster on my thumb, just to let you know, because I was emptying the dishwasher, right? Now, Emma will have you believe I don't do that very often, but that's not true. And I went to grab the bit that has the cutlery in, and the prong of a fork went right up my nail, right my thumbnail. Now, I see you all sort of crush yourself together and wince at the thought of that, and yeah, I feel better for making you feel that way. Right, a word on Richie Havens, says Si. Luckily, I saw him a couple of times. Firstly, at the Jazz Cafe, where my abiding memory is the other guitarist struggling to keep up with him, breaking strings and pouring me sweat, before receiving a huge round of applause after they played Freedom. But the last time at my local venue, the Stables Milton Keynes, and the reason why I'm writing this encapsulated the legend of the man. The raconteur in him relayed the greatest of rock and roll anecdotes that could trump any to start the show. I've got some pretty good ones, Si. That is a lofty claim. Here is my attempt to relate it. So this is Si writing as Richie Havens, and it's me reading Si writing as Richie Havens. So this is already not a reliable source, right? By the time it gets to your ears, tell me what you think about the authenticity of this story. Years back in San Francisco, you would go to coffee shops and watch other musicians play, and if you heard the tune you liked, you could ask the musician and they would write the tune down for you to take away and learn yourself. On such an occasion, I saw a young guy playing a song that I liked, so I approached him afterwards to ask if he might write it down, that I might learn it myself. He was doing all right for himself, so he was able to give me a tape of it. I went away and I learnt it. While out playing myself one day, I was approached by a young guy who asked me if I might write down the said tune for him to learn. I duly did so. That young guy took away that tune and did rather well with it. And I'd like to play it for you now. And I'd like to play it for you now.
Ooh,
there's some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will level on the mine, nobody of it is worth.
Wonderful. Jimi Hendrix and All Along the Watchtower. And thanks very much for that story. Whether or not it's true, Cy Bevin there. Do you think it's true? I think it's Richie Havens' way of saying, I covered this song before Jimi Hendrix and I gave it a different energy. And given the way Hendrix plays the song, I'm pretty sure he must have heard my version. I think that's Richie Havens' way of putting his little claim on the song, because he covered it very well before Hendrix did, even though that was a much better version. So, I mean, this is something that happens a lot. If an artist covers a tune in a new and different way, and it brings something to it, and it adds to the tune, it stays there forever. Now, a bad example is the rap, the... Red, red wine, you make me feel so fine, on UB40's version of Neil Diamond's Red, Red Wine. Right, the rap is terrible, it's awful, right? But Neil Diamond, now, when he does Red, Red Wine, he adds the shit rap. I think that's pretty impressive, don't you? So, yeah, okay. So Richie Havens is maybe just saying to his audience, I brought something to All Along the Watchtower, and I did it before Hendrix did. And there's nothing wrong with that. Whatever you think on this subject, and if you can think of anybody laying claim to a piece of a song's soul by their interpretation of it, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. which is the exact address that Helen Brown used when she got in touch recently. What have I done with your email, Helen? Oh, hang on one sec. It's on the floor, blame the cat. Dark Star from Polisa. I heard this song round at my friend Ari's house last weekend. It was about 6 a.m. and we'd been up all night after getting our rave on at Ari's 42nd birthday party. The song immediately struck a chord with me and was a soothing relief for my brain, which by that time was starting to ache and wane. Indeed, I was not long for bed. The song sounded so familiar that I thought I'd heard it before somewhere, perhaps even on your show, Guy. Well, Helen, I'm with you. You've been up all night. The sun's up. You're full of love for your friend. You've had a great time, perhaps the first time in a while. And then you hear a romantic piece of music that strikes a chord with you. There is nothing better. Here is Polisa, and yes, I have played it on the show before, staking a little claim to it in a Richie Havens style. In fact, do you know what? I've just realised, my friend Brian Glancy, who died in 2008, but he was a wonderful man, a very good friend of mine, he was also good friends with David Gray, and Brian used to cover Say Hello, Wave Goodbye, which is it Mark Almond or Soft Cell? Anyway, he used to cover it just with an acoustic, and when David decided to do that for one of his albums, he phoned Brian and asked Brian's permission, can I cover it in the way that you cover it? So that's a nice link there, isn't it? Yeah, so guy.6music at bbc.co.uk. But for now, here's Polisa and Dark Star. That's for Helen K. Brown and her mate Ari as well. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Polisa for Helen K. Brown. And apparently Polisa doesn't mean police, it means policy, as in insurance policy. Wonder if you knew that. Anyway, that was Dark Star, that was for Helen K. Brown, who immediately sent another song for Guy recommendation. Polisa, Lay Your Cards Out. It says, just a minute ago, I sent you another recommendation for a different song from this band. The story is the same, the song is different. Which one will you play? Helen, I can do what I want. Are you ready, everyone? One, two, three. And the Chief of Polisa. I think I said cheap then instead of chief. Well, given the gag, I think that's probably quite apt. So as with the song before, that was Polisa and Lay Your Cards Out. Something fascinating going on with the vocal on that. It's as if, let me see if I'm right here, and if anyone has any prior knowledge of this, maybe you can confirm or deny my suspicions. I think They auto-tune that girl's vocal and maybe even play the melodies with a keyboard and then get her to perform along to that with her natural voice, which gives it a digital characteristic and a very soulful and real characteristic as well. Is that the case with Polisa? Let me know if I'm right or wrong.
Testing 115.
All right, I'm ready when you are. Hello, my name is Derek May. Techno is everything that is electronic, that is from the day of Kraftwerk to the day of Klaus Schultz, George Clinton, Yellow Magic Orchestra, right to Juan Atkins, Carl Craig, through myself. Techno is everything that is electronic music today. We didn't realize we started something new. We were young. We didn't care what other people thought. So we simply just ran away wild and did what we did.
Six Mix Pioneers with Derek May.
I want you to join me on this week's Six Mix show. I plan to take you up, down, all around. Music is important. So let's go ahead and have a history lesson, get funky, and see what we can do. This Friday night from 10 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh. And Guy Garvey's finest hour on Six Music.
Hello, Guy. I'm a student from Ormskirk, says Josie Slade, studying at Nottingham, and I've never had as much work to do in 1 week in my entire life. I'm happy to say this week is over, because she sent this at the end of April. I'm currently slogging through an all-nighter just to write an essay about what factors affect decomposition even, in soil. Yawn. Please play me a cheer-up song. Something to do with soil that'll cheer you up. Off the top of my head, this.
Some people might say my life is in a rut. I'm quite happy with what I've got. People might say that I should strive for more. But I'm so happy I can't see the point. Things happening here today. A show of strength with your boys. The public gets what the public wants, but I want nothing the society's got. I'm going underground, going underground. But if the boss bears play up, start to pound, going underground, going underground. Well, if the boys all sing, let the boys all shout for tomorrow. Some people might get some pleasure out of hate me. I've been enough already on my plate. People might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging between the flags. You see, here's what you get. You've made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leaders and place your trust. And their lies will shut down and their promises rust. You're securing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up the society wants. I'm going underground. Till my head explodes. I turn on the news and my body froze. It's brain sheep on my TV screen. But this boy shout back, this boy scream. Going underground. Going underground. Going underground. I'm going
Josie Slade, that was The Jam and Going Underground. I hope you're all right, love. So the theme of this week's show, the loose theme that I've based my music choices on, not that they're all not my music choice, if they're not yours, is the weather. Unexpected rain in the springtime. This tune was recommended to me by my old friend Tom Sheehan, Tommy Sheehan is a wonderful photographer and a very lovely man. He's constantly sending me new music. He keeps me updated. And he's just bloody good at his job as well. Go look at his photography. He's an extraordinary man. So here we are. For the mature lensman, this is Beth Gibbons and Rustin Man and Mysteries. Lots of love, Tommy, to you and your better half. Isn't that beautiful? For my mate Tommy, that's Beth Gibbons and Rustin Man and Mysteries. That's from an album called Out of Season. And it's worth getting the whole record, but that song in particular is a beauty, eh? Joanna Newsom is the artist of the week. This is a little number called On a Good Day. Can I draw your attention, as I always do when I play this tune, to the extraordinary lyrics? This is about... It's acknowledging the breakdown of a love affair and perhaps its end being in sight. But the metaphor she uses to do with water and water being frozen, it's heartbreaking, it's beautiful, and quite frankly, I wish I'd written it. Joanna Newsom from the album Have One On Me, this is On A Good Day.
Hey, 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 the end is near. On a good day, see the end from here, but I won't turn back now, though the way is clear. I will stay for
Joanna Newsom, our artist this week, and On a Good Day, Heartbreaker. That's from the album Have One on Me. It's perhaps the shortest one on that album. It's quite a rambling, protracted thing, but what a beautiful, potted little heartbreak that is, eh? New music now from BellX1, Starlings Over Brighton Pier. Something I witnessed myself not so long ago. When did I go out to Brighton? Do you remember? It was probably about a month ago, something like that. Anyway, yeah, BellX1 are Dubliners, I believe. And I reckon they've been around since the turn of this century. That sounds like a longer time than it is. BellX1, ladies and gentlemen, Starlings Over Brighton Pier.
From the buzzing.
Starlings Over Brighton Pier from Dublin's Bell X1. Lovely song. The theme being unexpected spring rain. I don't know why this one popped into my head. I think the prerequisite for this is the songs must have an element of sadness as well as an element of positivity, even if that positivity is only resignation. But if you see anything similar between my choices this week, do let me know how they thread together. From Vespertine, one of my 10 top 10 records, Bjork and Unison. What's up with me today? I can't speak. Let's just do it all again, shall we? Ready? Because of the time of year, unexpected rain can be disappointing. Perhaps my choices of song this week reflect a little sadness while retaining a little hope, even if that hope is quite resigned. Here's Iceland's Björk from the album Vespertine. This is Unison.
One hand loves the other so much and me. Stubborn me will always be. Before you count 1, 2, 3, I will have grown my own private branch of this tree. I can obey all of your rules.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who?
Do it.
Typical, eh? I theme the program around spring rain and the sun comes out. Quite fitting then that I played that Lamb Chop number. By the way, I pre-record this program if you're wondering why the sun's come out in the middle of the night. I pre-record it on a Wednesday or a Thursday during the day. So your emails sometimes take a while to reach me, but they will reach me. No matter what occurs. That was my Daniel Day-Lewis. Let's close the window. Welcome to the second hour of Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. I'm with you till midnight when the great Don Letts takes over. That was Lamb Chop with Up With People from the album Nixon, which I think has got my favourite record sleeve of any album ever. If you're wondering what that record sleeve is, you're going to have to go online and have a look at it. And while you're there, why don't you buy it like you do all your music, I'm sure. Now then, I had... This is a very touching thing. Hello, Guy. Every Sunday, my wife and I listen to your show when we head to bed. This is from Simon Garner, by the way. It's the highlight of our weekend and a bit of a ritual. For the past few weeks, Annie has been across the Atlantic with work, visiting glamorous towns like Wilmington in Delaware and Mississauga near Toronto. I'll be heading to bed without her again tonight, but I know she has you on the other side of the world while she gets some work done. If you'd make both our days... It would make both our days if you could let her know that I miss her and I love her, and that by listening to your show, it means we're together even if we're 4,000 miles apart. From Simon in London. Well, that was sent some time ago, and in fact, I think you updated it with... Just heard you say it's a pre-record. It still might tickle her to hear the email, though, even though she'll be back by your next show. Simon, given that she's home... And you're both together listening to this. And I hope you're giggling. I thought I'd play this one from Tom Waits. He seems very excited about his sweetheart coming home during this song. From Frank's Wild Years, this is Telephone Call from Istanbul.
Born and long on a broken glass, living in a medicine chest, Mediterranean hotel bag, sprawled across the roll top desk. The monkey rolled a plate on an overhead fan. They paid the donkey blue if you pay. I got a telephone call from Miss Stamboul. My baby's coming home today. Will you sell me one of those if I shave my head? Well, get me out of town if my fireball said. Never trust a man in a blue trench coat. Never drive a car when you're dead. Saturday's the festival, Friday's a gym. Die
So I'm waiting on a telephone call from Istanbul. Now, I don't often get snail mail here on the Finest Hour, but I had the most wonderful thing come through the post from Ali Gaffney, who teaches at St. John's Highbury Vale Primary School in London. Ali's been in touch recently about getting the lads and lasses at his school to do a tour of Asia for my band, Four Elbow, and they've put together the most comprehensive tour itinerary I've ever seen. Tour itinerary usually is referred to as the Book of Lies when we're on tour, because it's all such unreliable and useless information that changes as we go. But Year 5 at St. John's there have put together a really thorough document detailing language and facts, hobbies, an introduction to each place from Vietnam through to Chuckling China, more Thailand and Jolly Japan as well. The riders are all there, so we know what food to expect, and lots of health advice and travel details. A really thorough document, which frankly has encouraged me to plan a tour of Asia. Thank you, Year 5, and to Ali Gaffney. And he says that the next project he might have them involved with, and these are obviously excellent young minds at work here, so you should definitely do another project, Year 5. Are you thinking of getting them involved in something to do with space? And he's wondering if, ladies and gentlemen, We Are Floating in Space by Spiritualized might be an inspirational song for Year 5, somewhere to go next. Well, again, thank you so much, Ali, and thank you very much, Year 5. Here is Spiritualized with, ladies and gentlemen, We Are Floating in Space, because, hey, after all, we are.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are floating in space.
Giant step each day. All I want in life's a little bit of love to take the pain away. Getting strong today. A giant step each day. All I want in
Go for Ali Gaffney and Year 5 at St. John's Highbury Vale. Thank you very much. That was Spiritualized, and ladies and gentlemen, we're floating in space.
Memory access. Inputting. All known. Start mode.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, crash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, grade it.
Inputting. 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 Progress 50% complete. Inputting. Inputting. Load complete. Initiating. Robots.
Daft Punk with Lauren Laverne.
Listen to the interview at the Six Music website now.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
Tom Hackett's been in touch from Bristol and says, Guy, have you heard Gillian Welsh's wonderful cover of Black Star by Radiohead? My favourite living solo artist covering one of my favourite living bands. It's sublime. The way David Rawlings handles the guitar solo acoustically is a thing to behold. It's only been released digitally, I think, available from her website. Well, we got it for you. And yeah, it's some amazing guitar solo in here. He sort of evokes the third man at one point. A little bit of Harry Lime slipping in. But this is really something special. It's become a bit of a theme this week, hasn't it? Proving that this song works very simple and stripped down. This is Black Star Live from Gillian Welsh. And it's chosen by Tom Hackett in Bristol.
Thank you.
beautiful version of Black Star by Gillian Welsh. Thanks very much to Tom Hackett of Bristol. I feel uncomfortable though playing a Radiohead tune, or rather a Radiohead cover, and not playing a Radiohead song. So here's Codex, which is originally a song for Guy recommendation from Graham Watkeith. And I just love this song.
Thank you. Field was an Irish pop star, but you may not be as familiar with his name as, say, Ronan Keating, because he predated him by around 200 years. Back then, the way to make your living in music was by writing big piano hits that could be played in parlours and at parties by the genteel classes. Fans would buy the sheet music, much like we now download singles. The difference was that they then had to master the piece in order to play it to their friends. That was where Field's success lay. He wrote music that was entertaining but relatively easy for a competent pianist to learn. It was exciting without being too passionate for polite company, and reassuring in its familiarity, owing much to predecessors such as Mozart. In short, his music was welcome in any respectable home. His variations in B-flat, played on an 1826 Graf Forte piano, are a perfect example. Just imagine a young suitor, seated at the keyboard, impressing the prospective in-laws with his nimble-fingered performance, while stealing glances at the doe-eyed object of his affection. It's simply delightful. And as the architect of many a budding romance, it's no wonder John Field was such a success. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Played by Richard Burnett on what can only be described as a charming old upright, that was John Field's theme on a Russian air, as recommended by our wonderful Beckopedia. What would we do without her? Somebody sent me an email, actually, concerning her. It said, like another listener whom you read out on the 21st of the 4th, I thought your missus sounded smashing on the radio from New York. That's when me and Mrs. Badger were in New York. Is it just me, or does she sound spookily similar to you, to your Beckopedia? Love the show and the band guy. Best wishes from Philip Thompson. Well, they are from the same area. I think you're suggesting they're the same person, but no. The Beckopedia is not the Badger. I had a very personal and touching email from Greg Aspinall, and I'm not going to go right through the story with you, but it was a very, very touching and personal message for me from Greg. I will tell you the nice bit at the end, though. He's fallen in love with Caitlin Piette from New England, and she's come over, and they're going to start living together soon. And I'd like to play a song from Live and Die from the last year's Avett Brothers LP, The Carpenter. He says, lovely album, if a little sad, and a great tune that you might not have heard. Greg, you're a wonderful man. I'm glad things are looking up for you. Miss Caitlin, what a wonderful man you have there. Look after him. And the two of you, many years of happiness, love and friendship.
All it'll take is just one moment and you can say goodbye to how we had it planned. Fear like a habit, run like a rabbit out and away through the screen door to the unknown. And I wanna love you and more.
The Avett Brothers and Live and Die for Greg and Caitlin. I've heard a rumour that my friend Stephen Fretwell is writing music again. He's been concentrating on fatherhood for the last year or so, but I believe he's in the mood again, which is just great for all music. And if you need convincing further, have a listen to this song, The Ground Beneath Your Feet, from his album Man on the Roof. Here's my good friend Stephen Fretwell.
Now that since I found your face, in the most peculiar place. I don't feel I've anything to prove to anyone else but you. And I think of her, and she thinks of him, and there's no escaping this mess that we're in. But it's like she's holding court down each street that we walk. And as she's drawing all that heat, I feel like the ground beneath her feet. Over to you. Time, time, well, there's a funny thing written in black on the back of your hand. I still think of her. Do you think of him? And those pills and potions work the same time again. And you're counting all the numbers and your waterproof purse. And it's no curse to chance, my hand can stay to crawl along and past the ground beneath your feet. Do you think of her? I think of him, and there's no escaping this mess that we're in. And it's like you're holding court down each street that we walk. And as you're drawing all that heat, I can't surmise or say. I wonder what price it is I'll pay to sweep and move the sand from the ground beneath your feet. Now that I found your face in the most peculiar place.
Stephen Fretwell, and somebody who plays guitar that well can't really be called Fretwell, can they? It's obviously a preposterous stage name. His real name, of course, being Alan Honeyvoice.
This Thursday, Six Music welcomes the Flaming Lips back to the BBC Maidervale Studios.
Hello, everybody. I'm Wayne from the band The Flaming Lips. The greatest thing about live music is that it brings people together. That's the power of music. I don't think anybody would like music if it made the world seem worse. It makes the world magical.
Expect the spectacular as they perform a career-spanning set.
The Flaming Lips live at Maidervale.
Thursday afternoon from 4, as part of BBC Radio 6 Music celebrates 30 years of The Flaming Lips.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Joanna Newsom is the chosen artist this week. The third and final song from her now. This is called This Side of the Blue and is just so utterly charming. There's a low hum coming off the Fender Rhodes piano that she plays this tune on, which could have been so easily avoided. but is now part of the song forever. So do not adjust your sets. I'm sure it won't ruin your enjoyment.
Svetlana sucks lemons across from me, and I am progressing abominably, and I do not know my own way to the sea, but the song
This Side of the Blue from Joanna Newsom. Let's keep that Sunday vibe with Cripple Crow from Devendra Banhart from the album of the same name.
Close that wound. all else keep on bleeding. And change your tune, it's got no meaning.
Beautiful. Perfect Sunday night stuff, eh? Devandra Banhart and Cripple Crow. I'm going to play The Swan now, but I'm not going to play it before an introduction from the man who introduced me to it through his edition of Desert Island Discs. You hear his voice, all the way through my programme, saying my name over and over again, and what an honour. Ladies and gentlemen, it is, of course, Sir Patrick Moore.
Einstein was another great scientist who was deeply interested in music, wasn't he?
He was indeed. He was an expert violinist. May I tell you one lovely story? Many, many years ago, when I was a young cadet learning how to fly, at the very start of the war, I went down to a conference in New York on my leave, and Einstein was there, and I was invited to a little reception afterwards. Einstein was there, not very many of us. And someone said, "Will you give us a violin solo?" And he said, "I play the Swan. There's no accompanist." Well, there was a piano there, and I just happened to know it. So I have actually accompanied Einstein, and I wished I'd had a tape, but of course there were no tapes in those days.
It's a very great shame there wasn't a recording of that. Was it good?
He was magnificent. I don't believe there is any recording of Einstein playing the violin. There was one lovely story about him, and I think it was with Kreisler he was playing sometime after the war, and they were playing a duet, and Einstein went wrong. And Kreisler made the classic remark, "See, trouble with you, Albert, is you cannot count."
I think that's wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, you lot blow my mind with your love. Do keep in touch with Song for Guy recommendations, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Don Letts up next, so don't touch that with the dial, anybody. Thanks to the Beckopedia, thanks to Michelle, thanks to Peter, thanks to Helen, thanks to everybody who helps put the show together in Salford. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week. Night, Mum.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
No matter what the people say, these sounds leads the way. It's the order of the day from your boss DJ. Yes, people, I'm Don Letts, and this is Culture Clash Radio. And for the next 120 minutes, I'm your musical guide for a midnight ride that'll cross time, space, and genres, with the likes of Hyman Roots Maneuver, Jeffro Tull, CSS, The Chiffons, Groove Corporation, The Wooden Tops, Finley Quay, and Blondie. All that and more in the first hour. In the second, well, that's a whole different story, in which I'll be kicking back with a more relaxed selection. But until we do that, I'm going to do this. Brand new from Pilot, Lesson 51, A Tail Chaser's Waltz.
Lesson 51. The review for today covers the following ideas. 1. Nothing I see means anything. The reason this is so is that I see nothing, and nothing has no meaning. It is necessary that I recognize this, that I may learn to see. What I think I see now is taking the place of vision. I must let it go by realizing it has no meaning, so that vision may take its place. Two, I have given what I see all the meaning it has for me. I have judged everything I look upon, and it is this and only this I see. This is not vision. It is merely an illusion of reality, because my judgments have been made quite apart from reality. I am willing to recognize the lack of validity in my judgments, because I want to see. Understand anything I see. How could I understand what I see when I have judged it amiss? What I see is the projection of my own errors of thought. I do not understand what I see because it is not understandable. There is no sense in trying to understand it, but there is every reason to let it go and to make room for what can be seen and understood and loved. I can exchange what I see now for this, merely by being willing to do so. Is not this a better choice than the one I made before? I am never upset for the reason I think.
I am never upset for the reason I think, because I am never upset for the reason I think. My mind is preoccupied.